A total of six men in two cities were indicted by grand juries yesterday for allegedly conspiring to support international terrorism. In Seattle, a well-known Muslim activist was charged with planning to operate an Al-Qaeda training camp in rural Oregon. In Detroit, a group was charged with operating a sleeper cell. Joining me now is NPR's Barbara Bradley. Barbara, the Detroit indictments first. Now the government is not alleging any direct ties to Al-Qaeda, right?
That's right, Renee. Four men have been charged with allegedly, quote, operating a covert underground support unit for terrorist attacks. Now, basically providing support for any terrorist group, whether Hamas or Al-Qaeda, that wants to use their services. Now, we've already heard about these men. Last year, on September 17th, the FBI raided the apartment of a man they thought was connected to the hijackers. Now, that man wasn't there, but these other people were. And according to the indictment yesterday, the FBI found diagrams of a U.S. airbase in Turkey, a videotape that appears to depict surveillance of places like Disney World, and they say they found a lot of false identification documents, allegedly to sell to terrorist, quote, brothers. The FBI claims the men were assigned the task of buying weapons and finding security breaches at the Detroit airport. And the FBI is saying this is the first time a group has been charged with operating a so-called sleeper cell.
The indictment in Seattle involves a man by the name of James Ujamaa. What is the government alleging in that case?
Well, you know, I was talking to the Justice Department yesterday, and one official said this case is actually weightier because it alleges a direct connection between an American citizen and Al-Qaeda. The indictment alleges that Ujamaa planned to set up a training camp in rural Oregon, in Bly, Oregon. The idea was to allegedly train recruits for Al-Qaeda for, quote, global violent jihad, you know, to teach them to use guns and poisons and firearms to attack people and buildings outside of the United States. Now, the plan was allegedly aborted before it got very far. Ujamaa has denied all of the charges in a statement written on Tuesday. He called the government investigation a witch hunt.
I gather, though, that Ujamaa is a fairly well-known figure in Seattle and other places.
Yeah, that's right. And it's for doing good, not for waging terrorism. Ujamaa was apparently given the key to the city of Seattle for his community leadership. And in Washington State, June 10th, 1994, was declared James Ujamaa Day. When he's 25, he wrote a book called The Young People's Guide to Starting a Business Without Selling Drugs. Apparently, he was a small celebrity, and he and his brother were praised for their efforts to eradicate drugs and prostitution in the city. What apparently happened to him next was, and the indictment doesn't talk about this, but other reports do, Ujamaa converted to Islam, went to London. At some point, he's believed to have come under the influence of Abu Hazma al-Masri. Al-Masri is the leader of a London mosque known for his extreme anti-American views. He's wanted for terrorism charges, actually, in Yemen, and he's apparently been linked to the bombing of the USS Cole in Yemen, where, as you know, 17 American sailors died. Now, when Ujamaa returned from London, it appears that he had become a little bit more radical in his views. For example, he allegedly wrote on his website, www.stopamerica.org, that the U.S. is committing genocide and crimes of terrorism against the Muslim people. And now he's been indicted. And as I say, he says he's done nothing wrong, but we're just going to have to see how this process plays out. These are actually just two cases of using the new the USA Patriot Act against terrorism, you know, to bring charges of terrorism against people. So we're going to have to see how these things play out.
Barbara, thanks very much. NPR's Barbara Bradley.